Washington Post editorial board, $15 minimum wage will not happen. By Wendell Hasebo on March 3, 2021. The Washington Post's editorial board admitted this week that Democrat dreams of hiking the minimum wage to $15 per hour will not happen. A $15 minimum wage won't happen. Democrats need to bow to that reality, the newspaper owned by Amazon chief Jeff Bezos wrote. Democrats should get to work on a more modest raise, the paper suggested. However, Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, on Tuesday called for the Senate parliamentarian to break the rules of the Senate and push the wage increase through. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, called the debate over raising the minimum wage utterly embarrassing and reiterated her push for the Biden administration to override the Senate parliamentarian and include a pay floor increase in the Democrats' coronavirus relief package. It is utterly embarrassing that pay people enough to live is a stance that's even up for debate, Ocasio-Cortez tweeted on Tuesday night. Override the parliamentarian and raise the wage. But the Washington Post disagreed and suggested a compromise between Republicans and Democrats, writing, Senators Mitt Romney, Republican Utah, and Tom Cotton, Republican Arkansas, have three GOP co-sponsors for their bill to raise the federal minimum to $10 per hour over 5 years. Meanwhile, self-styled populist Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, has said he could support a higher minimum wage, though he would limit the $15 minimum to companies with sales of $1 billion or more, the Post continued. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said at a briefing Monday, "It is an issue that the president remains committed to. He wants the minimum wage to be raised. That's why he put it in his package." When asked if Biden had a plan C for raising the minimum wage, Psaki didn't offer specifics but said that Biden will work with lawmakers and use any leverage he has to make the proposal a reality. "He's going to be in conversations, and we will be at a number of levels, with members of Congress with their staffs about the best vehicle moving forward," Psaki said. "But we don't have a clear answer on what that looks like at this point. It just remains a commitment and something he will use his political capital to get done." Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced his opinion too. "I think it's worth discussing,"